This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, the internet reports since December 18th, at least 73 journalists have been killed in the Israeli-Gaza war that began on October 7th. Unbelievable. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage?
This is going to be the real war to end all wars. This was all prophesied in the Bible. Very long time ago, Psalm 83 is what you are witnessing at the moment. Anyone can get a Bible, open it to the book of Psalms, which is right in the middle of the Bible, go to Psalm 83, and really study it. Don't just do a cursory reading of it. Go to the internet, type in the ancient names that are there and see where their modern equivalents are, and go to the news reports and find out what nations are involved in this current Gaza conflict, and you'll see it's a 100% match. There is even a city which is called Jabal. And it's spelled a bit differently in the prophecy, but it's the same city. It's Gebel. I think it's Gebel or Jabal in the prophecy. And I bet you've never heard of that city, Vincent. Gebel or Jabal. I bet you've never even heard of it. I've never heard of it. I read about it in the Psalm 83 prophecy of this war that was going to happen, that was going to have, and it's a war of seven fronts, seven nations attack Israel at once. And there's different factions of these seven nations, but there's seven modern political nations that are involved in their various subdivisions. And I was listening to a YouTuber by the name of Pastor Paul Begley, and he said, this is incredible that this Gaza conflict now has seven fronts, seven nations attacking Israel at once. And I don't know if he even comprehended what he'd said. He definitely knows about the Psalm 83 prophecy. He talks about it all the time. But I don't know if he, at that moment, comprehended that he just stated that seven nations now are attacking Israel at once because of this whole Gaza conflict. The whole world is turning against Israel. That's part of the prophecy too. You know, and like I say, this is when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, if you are living in Jerusalem at that time. In fact, I wouldn't wait until then. I would go now. I would leave now because this is where it's going. And it's blatantly obvious to anybody with eyes and ears. But if you find yourself in Jerusalem at the time when armies are surrounding Jerusalem, what you need to do is you need to not go back to your house. You need to flee. And you need to go to the mountains of Judea. And God will look after you there. That is what the prophecy says. It says, let him who is in the field not go back for his cloak. And let him who is on his rooftop not gather his possession. But you must leave, and you must leave immediately. There's very few people who will. There's very few people, especially Israelites, Hebrews, know about this prophecy. But Jesus Christ spoke of it. And personally, from what I've studied about the geography of Jerusalem, I would say the best gate to leave by would be the Sheep Gate. It's a small gate. It's sort of at the back of the city. Not as well monitored, not as well known as a lot of the other gates. And it's the gate that the shepherds used to use in ancient times. It's still there, it's still open, still being used. But it's a very minor entrance, exit to the city. So probably that's not going to be as monitored as the main entrance or exit to the city. And that is the advice that I tend to give. Anyway, if you need to get out of an area, try not to use the main road. Try to find out where the backtracks are ahead of time and use the backtracks. And out of Jerusalem, the Sheep Gate is the backtrack out of the city. That's how you do it. This is going to get bad. It's not going to improve before the Messiah comes, before Messiah returns. And you've got to realize it's all going to happen. You're going to see Psalm 83, and then it's probably going to go into Isaiah chapter 17, and from there into the Battle of Armageddon, which is described in the Book of Revelation in the New Testament. That's probably how it's going to go. And then Messiah is going to return, and he's going to put his feet on the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives is going to split in two. And the precision with which these prophecies are coming to pass is absolutely mind-blowing, because they're pumping these tunnels under the city of Gaza full of salt water. And one of the things that's in the prophecy that deals with, it's not Psalm 83, it's somewhere else where it describes the desolation of these Philistine cities. So Gaza, Ashkelon, Ekron, Ashdod, and I'm sure there's another city which, Ekron. And these cities are going to be made desolate, especially Gaza. And one thing that will absolutely stop any area of land from being inhabited, especially in that part of the world, is if the water table turns to salt. And what the Israeli army is doing, the IDF is doing, is they're pumping all of these tunnels that the Gazans have dug full of seawater. And that seawater is going to sit there. And it's also going to put pressure on the freshwater in other parts of the aquifer. It's going to push against the freshwater in other parts of the aquifer. And it's going to cause things. I think it could cause things like earthquakes, springs to erupt from the surface and such like, you know, because this, and it's absolutely going to stop Gaza from ever being inhabited again into the future, because there's going to be no water there, no fresh water. And you cannot inhabit, certainly you can't inhabit any part of the world without fresh water, but especially not such a hyper-arid climate as the Holy Land. You need fresh, clean, sweet water to live in that part of the world. Does that make sense, Vincent? And that is actually prophesied. It says that in the Bible, that once Gaza is destroyed, it will never be inhabited again. And that's something that will destroy any city. It's salting the water table.
What did Julius Caesar do to destroy farmland?
Well, he salted it. He got his salt. He gave each soldier a sack of salt and said, scatter it on the land. And the other thing that he did, which is very interesting, is the Sahara. I mean, I study environmental science. I've got an environmental science university degree from the University of Melbourne. But you see environmental scientists saying, oh, the Sahara's been a desert for the last 10,000 years. That's not true. And the only reason why environmental scientists say that is because they're not historians. But it's well known among the historical community that in the days of Julius Caesar, the Sahara was a verdant paradise. It was a jungle. It was full of olive groves. It was full of date groves. And it was just fruit from one end of the Sahara to the other, just food forest, jungle. And what happened was Julius Caesar and other Roman emperors as well ordered that the trees be cut down, every single one of them. And so they cut down all of the trees in the Sahara. And within a year or a few years, it changed from being a verdant tropical rainforest, food forest, olive groves, date groves, fruit trees everywhere, to a desert. And the rain stopped. Because trees bring rain. Trees bring rain. And the reason why the Emperor of Rome did that was because the Carthaginians, the Phoenicians, were the ones who were ruling over North Africa, and they were operating the Sahel, the Sahara, as a vast food forest, a huge farm. And that was how they were funding their empire. And Julius Caesar cut down all those trees to permanently cripple.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and they were talking about salt. And salt kills trees. Grass. And so let's put some numbers to this class. How salty is the ocean? Well, if you were to take a liter of water out of the ocean, an average liter out of, you know, the average ocean, it would contain about 35 grams of salt. Another way of looking at this is rough terms, 35 grams of salt per quart of water. Another way of looking at this is about 1.25 ounces of salt per quart of water. Now here's a little experiment that you can try. You can take a teaspoon of salt, which is going to be less than 1.25 ounces, and let's say mix it up in a quart of water or a cup of water, and stir it and make sure it's dissolved, and then take one drop of that salt water that you've just made and drop it on a mirror and wait till it dries. Wait till the water evaporates. Or on a black surface. You know, if you have the bottom of a cup that's black, or you have a plate that's black, or some black surface that won't absorb the water. And drop it on there. And wait till the water evaporates from that drop, and then go look at it. And see how much salt is there. You won't believe it. You absolutely won't believe it. So it doesn't take a lot to kill plant life. It really doesn't. So I just wanted to share that with you and give you the numbers to think about. And what Israel did to Gaza by flooding these tunnels is insanity. Absolutely insane. Poisoning the underground water supply. That's what they just did. And not only did they do that, but they damaged the ability for any of that ground to grow. Grasses, trees, garden vegetables. That's what they did. Let alone all the explosives that they let loose on it. We haven't had a war here in the United States.
Depleted uranium.
Right.
You can just about guarantee the Israeli army, because they get their munitions from the good old USA. And the good old USA some time ago stopped using lead in its munitions, and it began using depleted uranium instead of lead. I don't know if you knew that, Vincent.
But well, because lead is doesn't have as much mass as depleted uranium. Depleted uranium is heavier for a given physical amount. So a projectile would weigh more.
Barack Obama shut down all the lead mines and the lead smelters in the United States. In my humble opinion, it's treason.
There's one in Missouri. I called him up, and I said, "This is a national security event that's happening with Barack Hussein Obama." I called up top management of Doe Run in Missouri, and I said, "Why do we fight this? We can expose this. We can stop this." And they said, "No, well, we already cut a deal. We have an agreement with the federal government, so we're going to just shut down." Class, what that did was so many things. You know, lead is poisonous. Yeah, it's poisonous. But that doesn't mean you have to drink it. That doesn't mean you have to eat it. Well, here's what happened. The price of a car battery has gone from, let's say, $30-something dollars to $200 for a car battery because we shut down our lead production. Now, theoretically, you can take the old car battery and make a new one. Okay, I'll buy some of that, except that the recycled lead is nowhere near as good as virgin lead. So the batteries don't last as long, they don't produce as much current, they're not as reliable. And here we are, government at its finest. Barack Hussein Obama.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News Update. The U.S. Navy shot down anti-ship ballistic missiles yesterday that were launched by the Iran-backed Houthi. It was the first time the Navy shot down incoming anti-ship ballistic missiles in combat. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said he is tired of preaching about immigration taking over the city. He told reporters that he's been talking about it for months and only now are people starting to pay attention and that the federal government isn't doing their job. China says it's banning a United States research company and two people who have reported extensively on claims of human rights abuses committed against several Muslim minority groups in the country. Severe weather continuing to create challenges across the nation's midsection and large metros along the East Coast. Flooding expected on the East Coast today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Watch it. God, you're
take my when you go to the feed
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, you know, I don't think anybody is really totally prepared for what's coming. And I don't think we can be based on our lifestyles. If you think about it, do you think a typical person has enough salt to survive for their lifetime? Do you think they have enough salt for their cattle? We buy 2,000 pounds of salt on a pallet, and we get a couple pallets at a time. The blocks are 50 pounds apiece, and the cows need salt to survive. When the supply chain totally stops, where are those salt blocks for the cows going to come from? Where is the electricity going to come from? Where are the bearings, the belts, the parts that are needed for vehicles, the fuel? Where's it going to come from? I was looking for a replacement burner for a General Electric stove. General Electric. and about 18 years old. And the burner was made out of aluminum. And the heat of the flame slowly bends the burner head. And I wanted to get a replacement. I can't find them anywhere. Can't find them. So I could probably find a used one, but that'd be just as bad as the one I have, right? What are we going to do? I mean, that's just one part that's necessary for a stove to work. What are we going to do when we can't get fuel? We can't get the parts that are necessary to repair our equipment, whether it be a stove or a hot water heater or a faucet or a piece of pipe or a piece of wire. All of these things have been developed over time. They weren't instantaneously produced. They were improved over time. The original wire that is used in houses from 100 years ago or so was made with an insulation that was cotton thread, and rubber. Kind of like a tarry rubber substance. And it worked okay. It insulated the wires. But after about 50 years, 40 years, it started becoming brittle. And the insulation would crack and the wires would short. So that doesn't last forever. So we came up with better insulation. We came up with plastic. That works really well. But where's the plastic come from? It comes from oil. Where's the oil come from? The ground. How do you get it out of the ground? With steel pipes. How do you do that? Well, you have to have heat, and you have to have iron ore, and you have to have additives to make the alloys so that the steel's hard enough to drill the holes into the ground with the pipes. When this great reset happens, we're toast. We are absolutely toast. And if you have an axe, that might be a prized possession, or a hatchet, or a saw, or a file to sharpen the saw teeth. You have to have everything. Nobody has everything. And if you look at the wealthy of the world, this is just my opinion. Don't believe anything I say. But if you look at the wealthy of the world, you think, well, they'll make it. Oh, really? How are they going to make it? They don't know how to do anything. You think the head of these large corporations like Apple and Facebook and Microsoft, do you think they know how to change the oil? Do you think they know what kind of oil to use? Do you think they know how to replace the brakes? Do you think they know how to change a tire? Do you think they know how to do anything? I guess they're going to have just enough money, in quotes, to pay people. Really? So people are going to jump for dollar bills? Really? I don't see this thing working. I don't see any light at the end of this tunnel. I just think it's getting darker and darker and darker. And I'm scrambling. And for those of you who are trying to call me and get me on the phone, and I'm having a real tough time doing that. Because I am working till I collapse. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I work till I collapse. 7 days a week. There's no vacations here. And it's all because I think it's getting worse. I really do. You know, I know sugar's poison, but y'all eat it. Y'all have enough sugar for the rest of your life? How about pepper? You don't need pepper, right? You don't need salt, right? Just try eating some meals without it. Just try preserving food without it, without salt. Or vinegar. Y'all have a lifetime supply of vinegar? You can't possibly. Because the containers that the government is allowing to be produced or forcing to be produced crack and break. Vinegar doesn't come in glass gallon jugs anymore. It comes in plastic. I picked up a plastic bucket in the shop yesterday. and it had a gallon of antifreeze upside down. Bam, put it in upside down, a brand new gallon, and it's leaking because the container of the antifreeze cracked at the bottom. A plastic jug cracked because it doesn't last more than a couple of years. The jug. So he put it in a plastic bucket that we had for a couple of years. And I went to pick it up by the side of the plastic bucket because the handle of the plastic bucket broke because it shattered. And what I ended up with was a handful of what used to be the side of the plastic bucket that came apart in my hand. Plastic buckets are designed to shatter. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that we used to have plastic buckets that you could keep for years and years and years and reuse them, and now they crumble? Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Paint jugs.
No, that's how it is, Vincent. That's how it is. And it's so annoying because these plastic buckets are something I use absolutely every day. And I'm gradually converting my place over to reticulated watering systems. But sometimes you need to carry a bucket of water from A to B for some reason or other. You know, especially I have a propagation area for seedlings in my living room, and there's no tap, there's no faucets in my living room, so I have to get a bucket of water, and I have to water my seedlings from a plastic bucket. And I think I've got two plastic buckets left. I will have to get more plastic buckets because that's a dangerously low supply of plastic buckets, either the 5-gallon buckets that we all know and love. And that between $12 and $15 at the big box hardware store. You know, at the country hardware store, they're about $20. At the country hardware store, the big city big box hardware store, they're like $12 or $15 or something like that. But these buckets are priceless. I use them just about every day. But the thing is it's all going down. And one thing actually that I would like to comment on. You were talking with another instructor, I think it was Kyle, about propane. And one thing that absolutely everybody needs to focus on now is woodlots and learning how to use stick wood as firewood rather than log wood. And I use log wood sometimes because sometimes I have fallen logs here. But fallen sticks, that's like up to about an inch in diameter, are a lot more common than fallen logs. And probably about 3/4 of my firewood is sticks. And often these sticks are small enough and thin enough that I can break them with my knee. Now, you hold the stick over your knee and you just go clonk and then the stick breaks. And that's a skill that's worth having. Or with my foot. So line the stick up at a particular place at an angle and then you stand on it. And you bend it with your hand as you stand on it and you break it that way. And you don't even need an axe except for the logwood. And I do have some logwood that I get each day as well because logwood is really good for burning during the night and especially in wintertime. But I've got my wood burning stove in my lounge room going at the moment. It's a light and there's a kettle boiling on it and I made myself some tea earlier and I immediately put another kettle of water on and it's boiling again now. But this is it. As well as that, I would like to comment just because I know that we're kind of getting towards the tail end of the broadcast, and that's okay. But I would like to detail about the sort of gardens, food-producing gardens that I've been making, Vincent, if that's okay with you.
Yes, absolutely. Please continue.
Yeah. Okay, I have been making a spiral garden. Now, this is they've had a number of incarnations over the years. I've tried a number of experiments with spirals, making them into gardens. And the reason why is you can fit more line, more length of bed into a spiral than into any other geometric configuration. And you'll use less irrigation pipe and less fittings. And what I use for irrigation is I use a soaker hose. Okay? And that's a hose that there's a few different varieties. There's a sort that's made out of recycled car tires, and there's one that is looks like a miniature fire hose, but it's got pinpricks put all the way through it, and they're generally green, and they're made by a company called Aqua One, and they have a male type fitting that fits into a female type fitting that fits, or whatever, that fits into the clips like a hose together. So you can clip a hose onto it. So it's got a male fitting that fits onto a regular garden hose. And so you take this irrigation line.
Hold that thought.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, do you ever listen to commercials? Do you ever realize that some of these commercials that that are airing are aimed at the stupid Americans, the generally dumb public? Don't you all be texting and driving? Don't you all start forest fires? Make sure you all get some exercise. It's just a little bit at a time. You know, you don't have to start big. Make sure you eat some fruit and vegetables. You know, you don't have to start big. Just, you know, maybe a little bit today and maybe a little bit tomorrow. It's unbelievable. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's remarkable, Vincent. It really is. What I would like to say in closing, I'd like to agree with you. People need to go with the simplest option possible. They need to buy a good axe, okay? One that is not going to break. The hickory handles are not as good as they used to be. I've gone across to Fiskars as an axe brand, and I use Fiskars axes. They're made in Finland, not in China. And, you know, you need to learn how to use hand tools, hand saws, hacksaws, wood saws, pruning saws, secateurs. You need to learn to do everything by hand, because if it's mechanical, it's going to break and you're not going to be able to get parts for it. If you set up your preparedness system to run on propane, you're making a huge mistake, because when the grid goes down, the propane is going to go away. And why not just buy a wood stove instead? It costs about the same amount as a good propane stove. And learn how to do stick wood. And if some African woman or Indian woman can run her household using stick wood that she picks up along the way as she is going about her daily tasks, and she finds a stick, she puts it in a pile, and she goes about her work, she finds another. And by the end of the day, she's got a whole bundle of sticks. She ties them up, she carries them home on her head. And I'm not suggesting that people should carry them home on their head. Maybe take a wheelbarrow with you. That's what I do. Except I have a hand cart. And I might take tools up and use the hand cart to carry the tools. And then I carry the tools back with me. But I also fill up the hand cart with stick wood and also a little bit of log wood. And one of the tools I carry up with me in the forest is my axe. And if I'm going to, I usually also take my spade up. And, you know, especially if I know that I'm going to be digging trenches and berms and that sort of stuff, that sort of thing, then I carry that as well. But often what I also do on the way up is if I know that there's a garden that needs horse manure, I fill the handcart up with horse manure, and then the trip is not wasted. And the manure gets put onto the garden that it needs to be put onto on just on the way. And it doesn't take much. Just biff it out, you know, neaten it up with the spade, and then carry on your way. And then do your digging. You know, if you happen to come across a nice log, then maybe you can cut it up for some logwood. It'll take about half an hour or something out of your day. But then you've got logs for your fire for maybe even a couple of days. And then you, you know, dig your trenches or whatever you're going to do. And then you go home. And like I say, along the way, you've been filling up that cart with stickwood from your, you know, from your farm. Yeah, you know, just along or along the track where you're walking. And I don't know, maybe there's class members who are homeless. You can apply these rules as a homeless person. Never waste a trip. Try not to waste a trip. I try not to waste trips. So if I've got a handcart, then I will consider putting some manure into it and taking it up to a garden bed. Or I will, on my way up, look for manure, fill it up with manure, fill the cart up with manure, and then find a garden bed up there that needs some manure on it. And then I'll just tip it out. And it's just sensible allocation of resources. Does that make sense, Vincent? I think we're in...
Yeah, it really does. It really
People
does.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.